will bring you to a dissolution through astrological or natural forces, such as a flood or an earthquake. Also, great life changes, such as a death in the family, losing someone you love, or the birth of a child. Even moving and going to another city will do it. But these occurrences are really too few and far between to change you in a regular and consistent way. We have to find something else. It's important to remember that as you reform, you must try to be neither attracted nor repulsed. This is the rule of thumb for the yogi. Desires and fears will push and pull us away from our center, the source within us. As you begin to reform, all your old desires and all your old fears rise up in your face and try to reassert themselves, trying to lure and tempt you back into the same old pattern. This stage of temptation will last for a few days after the dissolution. If you can stay awake at this time, completely alert to the process, and try not to be attracted or repulsed by them, if you can resist the temptation to grab onto them and reinstate them, they will leave you forever. You will be rebirthed in a much more centered way. It takes a bit of practice, but as your observer gets stronger, you'll be able to do it. The art of being neither attracted or repulsed leads eventually to the freeing of your ego from all of its extraneous baggage. As the rigid, polarized old ego begins to disappear, fluidity, a new form of ego, takes its place. It's a malleable and flexible ego, one that's in tune with the superconscious. As we complete the stage of learning to let go easily, a door opens to a new level of study. At the new level, we're able to move very quickly through our clearing process by allowing the experiencing of repeated dissolutions and rebirths, moving very quickly toward our own experience of samadhi. And so the journey continues. The awakenings continue. And really, could there be anything more magical than that? Thank you, and good night.
Leslie Temple Thurston is the founder of Core Light, a nonprofit organization dedicated to inner and outer peace in the world. Her book, The Marriage of Spirit, Enlightened Living in Today's World, presents tools, guidance, and inspiration for spiritual awakening while living and working in the world. Leslie assists spiritual seekers worldwide in becoming conscious of the luminous core of enlightenment that is within each one of us. To request more information about Leslie, a schedule of events, a catalog of Leslie's tapes and books, or information about spiritual warrior training, a correspondence course focusing on the path of self-discovery and transformation, please call, write, or email CoreLight at 223 North Guadalupe Street, number 275, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87501, USA. The toll-free number for the United States and Canada is 888-989-3552. From anywhere else, please call 505-424-8844. Our fax number is 505-424-8848. We also invite you to visit CoreLight online at www.corelight.org or email us at info@corelight.org. That's CoreLight.org. Thank you, and we look forward to hearing from you.